A company that's working with Squamish First Nation on two master planned communities has been selected to transform the 43-acre Somas lands in Port Alberni into a mixed-use community with everything from light industry to homes. Matthews West Developments Limited, a subsidiary of Matthews Southwest, a major real estate company based in Lewisville, Texas, said in a statement it looks forward to working with the Say Shot and Ho Pucha Set First Nations and engaging with the community. The redevelopment of the Somas lands is an exciting and pivotal moment in Port Alberni's history, and we are honored to partner with the city to further their vision, said John Matthews, president of Matthews West. We see tremendous opportunity for growth in Port Alberni due to its attractiveness as a recreational center that offers natural beauty, lifestyle, and a strong sense of community. The city bought the waterfront Somas lands for $5.3 million in 2021. 4 years after Western Forest Products shuttered its mill on the site. Port Alberni Mayor Sherry Minion said the company has a proven track record and commitment to community input that aligns perfectly with Council's vision for the waterfront property. Together, we will create a mixed-use site that provides public access to the waterfront, generating a vibrant waterfront community for residents and visitors to enjoy. The city and developer have signed a letter of intent but will be in negotiations for another couple of months over final details, Minion said, including whether the land will be purchased or leased, and how the stages of development will roll out. In BC, Matthews West has been partnering with the Squamish First Nation since 2013 on two master plan communities, the Oceanfront Squamish Project and the Chikai Fan Project. I think people are looking at the Squamish project and seeing quite a parallel with what we said originally we were hoping to achieve, Minion said, adding visitors to Port Alberni often comment that it's similar to Squamish before its waterfront redevelopment began. We've been hearing that for a number of years. Some residents in the community of more than 25,000 questioned whether redevelopment of the former mill site would take place, but Minion said she never for a moment thought it was not going to happen. There's a recognition that we are shifting, that there's a lot of change underway. There's a new kind of energy coming into the community. Port Alberni received 16 responses when it issued a request for expressions of interest for the Somas lands in September. Minion said the city has been able to match up the developer with the list of companies interested in space on the site. The city has said it wants the site to provide long-term economic opportunities. Mike Fox, Port Alberni Chief Administrative Officer, said in a statement the city is confident Matthews West can bring the Somas lands to life. Their collaborative approach, combined with careful environmental considerations and thoughtful master planning, will ensure a sustainable and thriving redevelopment project. Pat Deakin, Port Alberni Economic Development Manager, said the developer is a really good fit for us. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com